Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I'm going to share one more story with you on what I've been talking about on some recent audios about Titus II duties around holidays and pagan festivals and conscience issues and a sister going through some things around for Thanksgiving. And I would strongly suggest, in order for you to understand this audio and not have any confusion, that you go listen to the other one. So on this one, I'm going to put a button below and have you can click on that. It'll take you into the sister's blog to a post that I did that will link all the other audios and kind of give you the whole picture of it. So for this audio, I'm just going to share what went on Thanksgiving Day as the sister went through her day. And the night before, she was pondering what she would do. The body talked about different ideas and suggestions. And so now I'm going to tell you what went on. So on this day, she put a gospel card on the plate of each place setting. And she was pondering about what to say. And so she's all set through much prayer and thought. She was excited about this day to be able to share the truth of God, stand for his glory, shine her light. Now, her husband has seen her grow over the years closer to God, more pulled out and separated from the world. She's a biblical woman inside, outside. Her family has seen it. She's shared the gospel with some, and some of the other ones have been kind of distant from her. So she was pretty excited about this day, and we were excited for her. And so, like I said, she put a gospel card on each of the plates. And then as I'm just kind of reciting what she shared, so it's not word for word or whatever, just kind of summarizing. And I did ask her if I could share this, and she said absolutely. And so her husband was bringing some food out to the table, and she said she was like getting a little concerned that maybe everybody would be focused on the food and she wouldn't get a chance to say what she wanted to say. So she happened to mention to her husband, and he announced to everybody that she had something to say, which opened up the door for her. And she, kind of generalizing, mentioned that the world may look at this day as Thanksgiving, but she's thankful. As a born-again Christian, she's thankful to God every day, and she lives her life for him. And she shared with the gospel that was on, that she gave them. And I wasn't there. I don't know at all. I'm just kind of summarizing. So she did something simple, pointed them to the gospel, praised God in that day, and she was very pleasantly surprised with the outcome based on the temperament and nature of the children and some of the family members that had happened prior to this as she was going through her transformation in Christ. And they've seen her pull away from the pagan holidays and celebrations, and her life had been changed. So she was very surprised about how this turned out. And the reason I'm saying that is because she shared with us that when they left, there was only two gospel cards that were not taken with. Some of the people that usually were maybe more cold or distant or maybe not quite so respectful to her were very kind and helpful and respectful, and she saw some differences in there. She was very uplifted that she could shine her light to them. And here's a big one, sisters. Her husband is not a born-again believer. And when she was first being transformed, he was not necessarily, I don't know if I'm wording it right, appreciating all the changes going on. But as she became more and more of a godly woman, his heart has been softening to hearing some of the truth. She has offered to share some of Brother James' teachings, of which he has listened to. And so for him to open up the door for her to speak about the things of God and share what the family saw was that he was not totally opposed and against her standing for her faith. And there was kind of a unity there, not necessarily in the faith, but what they didn't see was the opposition that they were used to seeing before. So that right there in itself, in amongst all the other awesome things that went on, because the gospel went out, she stood for truth, she shined her light, God was glorified, seeds were planted, and they saw a powerful thing in her husband opening up the door for her to speak that. Now, this is amazing, and it's an awesome thing. And so I just want to share with you sisters out there who might be going through similar situations that if you stand strong in the truth, God can open up doors, seeds can be planted, and you have to be ready, be willing, and even do the things that you know may not be easy to do. The sister, the night before, was battling in her flesh and possibly the next morning about what the rejection could be, how bad it could have been, how it could have disrupted the whole day. And because we know what it's like when the gospel goes out and people stand for truth. We do it all the time and we see the world hates it. Well, actually, I have to say, it's the religious people that hate it the most. But Jesus said, basically, if the world hates you, then that means the religious people are the world. But you know what I'm saying? So we may see those things ahead of time, but we can't let that hinder us from being obedient and shining our light. And because she was faithful and she pressed through, praise God, she was able to plant seeds. And this strengthened her and emboldens her to stand strong in the next ones. You know, I was just sharing with a sister how when we go through these trials, God gives us the strength we need when we go through. We have to start pressing through before he's going to give it to us. And he gives us more and more with each trial that we press through, which means as we go, we get lots and lots, and we get stronger and more mature. And it kind of, I mentioned to her, it's kind of like line upon line, precept upon precept. Trial upon trial gives us more and more strength. It just layers upon itself. So I just hope that's been an encouragement to you. We were all greatly rejoicing in this, in her obedience. God was glorified and many seeds went out. Lights are shining all over the world, sisters. And just let this know, I like to share some of these with you all because it's encouraging to know that we're not all alone in our trials. We're all going through different trials, as it says in God's word. And so, yeah, praise God for it all. Let us know how we can help you. I'm here to help sisters in their godly women roles and their day-to-day walks in the Lord. All right, have a joyous sister. Have a joyous day, sisters. I'm so overjoyous I can't even speak. So anyway, love to you all. May God be praised.